Welcome to the Sober Cube podcast.
Hi, my name's Gary and I'm an alcoholic. My sobriety date is the 13th of March 2008. I have a home group and I have a sponsor, and I help other men to sponsor them and help them to understand this program. I'm very grateful for Alcoholics Anonymous and all it's done for me and all it's done for others. The question is today is, what does it mean to be entirely ready in step six? And I thought I'd talk about this just by briefly relating how my experience of this is, and that means that I need to sort of go through the steps that lead up to this. So when I came to Alcoholics Anonymous, I came in with a drinking problem that I didn't understand and that I hadn't been able to solve. And it was pointed out to me in step one that that's because I was powerless over alcohol, that when I put it in my body, I had little or no control over the amount I took. And that when I tried to stop entirely by myself, I couldn't. And Alcoholics Anonymous proposed to me a solution to this, and that's step two to me. And it asked me, was I ready to join? Was I ready to go to any lengths to achieve sobriety? And my experience was when I made that decision in step three, that my obsession to drink alcohol was removed from me very, very spectacularly in a way, very quickly. And for that, I'm very, very grateful. I'm very fortunate that I had good people helping me when I first came in and let me know that there was more to sobriety than not drinking. So I embarked on a course of action that was to uncover, discover, and discard those things that were going to potentially lead me back to drinking. And as I went through those things in step four and looked at the various things that could be blocking me, and the number one offender being resentment, all of this I found led back to fear, a fear that I would lose what I've got or not get what I want. And the proposal was that the only real solution to this was a God of my understanding. So once I went through the exact nature of my wrongs and found that fear was at the base of the evil corroding thread that went through my whole life, and it was the base of everything, and it was the reason why I had resentment, it was the reason why I had fear, it was the reason why I did things, why I acted dishonestly, and why I tried to manipulate people, was to get those things and to keep those things. And when I was able to realise this, I was able to come to a point which is, is asked this question in step six, is now that I understand these things, excuse me, am I ready to let them go? And that's why I believe we need that hour of quiet time after we've done our step five, so we can go and we can have a good think about, am I really ready to let these things go? And I believe this is an ongoing process. I don't think someone said, someone who's only ever done one step four, who says to only do one step four is because they've only done one step four. I've done quite a few step fours, and I continue to do pick up things at like a step four issue with my sponsor and work through to step six. And once I'm entirely ready, I let them go. That's step seven. I let them go if I possibly can. And my experience is that God removes them, and I've found freedom from that. So thanks for the opportunity to share, and all the best to everyone.
If you would like to share your experience on a recovery question, visit the Sober Cube podcast website at soberq.com. Thanks for listening.